So when did you decide to stop using the N-word?
I don't know. I don't know.
You're getting sleepy, I'm getting sleepy. All right, a little bit longer. Yeah, man, what were we talking about, man?
When you decided to stop using the N-word.
Oh, yeah, man, I decided to stop using it. I never really thought I said it. And then one time, yeah, like I said, I played all my tapes, and I heard myself really saying it. And, but it wasn't before I heard everybody else just saying it, like, really coming at me like that all day long, you know? Like, I don't know, you know what I'm saying? Like, we used to say it so we could have the mentality of a cop. Or I don't know, man. But and I got to knocking all the youngsters around me. I was, you know, like, and then, I said, I just got to looking at the whole big picture. And I played my, and I noticed that everybody that was saying it around me, it's some old people that say it real tough all the time. You know what I'm saying? My mom said it the other day, man. My uncle said it. My brother said it. Like, what? It's a crisis. Yeah, man, my mom got some dreadlocks, you know what I'm saying? And you know, dreadlocks is Gina. That's cool, you know what I'm saying? And I said, Mom, you got dreadlocks? She said, yeah. She said, I like them. She said, I get to keep my money, and I ain't gotta pay that N-word. Such and such dollars. I mean, you know, like.
So, you know, like, damn. It's just, you know, it go down. Yeah, so, like, I don't know when exactly I decided to stop using the N-word, but I have definitely stopped. I decided to stop, but there's a lot of people that never started because they was taught properly. And then there was other people like me that said it at first and then, you know, caught wind to some sense, you know what I'm saying? And then there's a whole nother world. There's some people that are ignorant of it, and there are some people that are totally aware of it, and they're saying it on purpose. You know what I'm saying? And all I'm saying is, in 2014, I'm ready for an atmosphere that doesn't have that. And they can have the atmosphere that allows it. I just want to encourage an atmosphere free of it. And that's beautiful. That's more options for the public, you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Texas Roadhouse, Olive Garden, you know?
Yeah.
And, as I get older, I'm seeing, you know, good things are good, love is good, respect is good, and so, like, you know, that's what I want to endorse, that's what I really want to promote. You know what I'm saying? So, this is a great album. You know what I'm saying? And I think it's, you know what I'm saying? Everybody has the freedom to do what they want to do. You got the freedom to say what you want to say, but the freedom to not hear what I want to. Because I got high. Not hear what I don't want to hear. You know what I'm saying? My dad was like, you got the freedom to swing your fist, he said, but your freedom stopped right at the tip of a guy's nose. You know what I'm saying? I got the freedom to play my music up loud, but the car next to me got the freedom not to hear that if you don't want to. So it's polite for me to turn my music down at a red light when I'm around people. And you know, after we string out and everybody gone and then we or whatever, yeah, now I can just suit me. You know what I'm saying? So. For everybody out there, I know a lot, I can see the effort out there. I know there's a population out there, they're quiet and they're just chilling because nobody wants to start nothing. But I just see their efforts in their language when they talk to me on the internet. They be like, you know, thanks my dude. Thank you.
Yeah,
the substitute. You know what I'm saying?
We're finally starting to
They be like, hey, what's up, my man? Thanks my dude. Anything.
But
that. And then it's like, if you say that, I'm not gonna go crazy. I'm not gonna, you know, but we done. You that cat, you know what I'm saying? And I got the utmost respect. I used to do it, I used to say it, and I still bump cat. Right now, I'm gonna go through my music collection, and every song that I like, I'm not gonna sacrifice my whole music collection. So what I'm gonna do is fillet it. I'm gonna fillet my music selection.
You're gonna edit your favorite songs.
Yeah. All my songs I like, I'm gonna edit them. I call it fillet. I'm gonna fillet all the N words out of them. You know, I'm gonna get DJ Mr. Mix to scratch something tight in there. Or just, you know what I'm saying? You take a stop to beat, chop it up. I'm gonna say, brother, and let the beat come back in, you know? So, I'm gonna fillet my music collection, edit it, and, you know, and it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Do shows. There's a lot of guys out there that they rapping. You know, when they shake my, you know, and they flow, they just don't do it. You can just see a person, you can talk to a person for about like 3 minutes, and you can realize, you know what I'm saying, this cat's cool, you know what I'm saying. He's, hey, what's up, my dude? Thanks, man. You know, you can already see the respect. Okay, we can move forward, you know. And then when that other cat come through, you, I mean, I used to be one, but right now, you know, I ain't about that. I ain't mad at you. You know, this is your country too. God bless you too. You know what I'm saying? In the pursuit of your happiness, I'm gonna live in harmony with you and pursue mine. And mine is an atmosphere free of the N word, if possible. Mm-hmm. And I see it. You know, people. That's why churches have a little building. They don't want to. They you know, or other groups. And there's a big group of hip hoppers out there. Run DMC never used it. I never heard them say it. I mean, I'm pretty sure it may be one track somewhere on some, I don't know, they might have been talking about some historical, I don't know, but I never heard Run DMC say it. I never heard the Fat Boy say it. I never heard Dougie Fresh. I don't know, maybe some later Slick Rick recording, I don't know, but I never heard Slick Rick, you know?
Biz Markie, I don't think he is.
Biz Markie. I don't even think I heard Eric B. and Rakim, you know what I'm saying? And there was a professionalism that came with that music back then. You know, rappers were somebody. You know? Still somebody, you know what I'm saying? But like, I'm just thinking about the magic I felt as a kid.